and welcome to the Community Hall. How many of you remember Saturday Live when it was an hour long and had poets on every week? Those were the good days, weren't they? I mean, never mind how long it is. Poets every week, that was fantastic. If you listened to the very first Saturday Live, the very first poet was Elvis McGonagall.
Evening. Evening, Ledbury Poetry Festival. Right. As it's a poetry festival, I thought I'd start with a haiku, because it just means I don't have to explain what a haiku is. As it's a poetry festival, I'm assuming you all know what it is. So, right. I wrote this about a year ago, this haiku, whilst watching a football tournament, the Euro 2016 football tournament. And it goes like this. The title is this. This is the title of the haiku. It goes, England won. Tiny wee island of Bjork, cod, volcanoes, puffins, 332,529 people and not one professional football club. Two. Haiku. Goes like this. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you very much. Shite at football, but world class at Schadenfreude, which we're allowed to be because we voted to remain in the EU. There you go. I don't live in Scotland. Until very recently, I lived in the countryside in a wee village in Dorset. 14 years I lived there, 14 years in a godforsaken rural idyll. Or Royston Vasey by the sea, as we preferred to call it. There were cows at the bottom of the garden. Cows! I used to stare at the cows. The cows, they would stare back. Similar dynamic to this, when you think about it. And people would say, oh, that's lovely. You've got cows at the bottom of the garden. I want to escape to the country. That'd be brilliant, escaping. You can't escape to the country, I discovered very shortly after moving there. You can't escape, because every weekend you're surrounded by the very fuckers you were trying to escape from. The young urban tastemakers just down from London, Tristan and Isolde, and they've bought the ye old abattoir, and they've turned it into their pied-à-terre, and they're making rustic chutney. And they're having country suppers with huge furry Wetherspoon, and they've got horrible little blonde midwich cuckoo children. And the children, and this actually happened, I saw a little blonde, vile child peering into the cottage windows in the village saying, Mummy, Mummy, do people actually live in these houses? You think, yes, we do, you wee fucker. That's why we're stooped and bitter and twisted. And then it gets worse, because it may surprise you to know, if you're a poet, income can be a fickle mistress. So you find yourself doing other jobs to, you know, make ends meet. And you're serving these very people in a local pub. So I was working in a pub. And the pub was, it looked like a smuggler's inn. It looked like a smuggler's inn from a Thomas Hardy novel. You know, beautiful old pub, beer and cider straight from the barrel. No bar as such, just hatches. Quite an anarchic place. Just to give you a wee flavour of how anarchic it is. During the football, the manager put a sign up in the corridor saying, watch the football here. There's no telly. And all these guys would come in football shirts looking really excited. Where's the football? It's in the big room. It's all relative. There's a wee room and a bigger room. It's in the big room. And what the manager, what he'd done is he just hung a football for a piece of string. Look, a crushed disappointment was a thing of beauty. Anyway, this piece is called Are You Being Served? At the height of summer, all the Tristans, I don't know what they expect, a sort of gastro crash or something. And they can get kind of a bit aerated, and they can make, even a man of my natural sunny disposition has his patience tested when behind the bar. This piece is for all bar staff anywhere, the unsung heroes of any event. This is Are You Being Served? Who's next? Anyone waiting? Can I help you? Yes, this is the bar. We have 17 ciders, sparkling or still. Would you like to try the home pressed? It's made here by the landlord. Dry, medium, or sweet. Are you sure? The dry is very dry. Dry like licking a blanket. The menu, steak pasties, cheese and veg pie, homemade. No, we don't do chips or sandwiches. 2 pints of Eve's Idea, 2 pasties, £14.20, please. Cheers. Cutlery and sauces are in the next hatch. Beers are on the blackboard in front of you. In front of you. Toilets are outside, turn left on the left. Yes, dogs are very welcome. More so than some customers. Dog bowl just there. No, afraid we don't take credit cards. Cash only. The nearest cash machine is Swanage. Steak pasties, cheese and veg pie, ice and lemon, half or a pint. Do we have anything bitter yet hoppy? There's a misanthropic rabbit round the back. Pasties and pies, pickled eggs, cockles, mussels. No, we don't do children's meals, not even for little Tarquin. The pub has been in the same family for over 100 years. Salt and vinegar, cheese and onion, ready salted. Hula hoops, mini cheddars, pork scratchings, cutlery and sauces are in the next hatch. Sparkling or still cider, dry, medium or sweet, no Magners. We have one red wine. It's a Chilean Pinot Noir. Orange, grapefruit, pineapple, cranberry, tomato, bumblebee, apple. The toilets are outside on the left. The building is about 300 years old. No, we don't have Wi-Fi or a mobile signal. Except for France. We add everything up as we go along, so if you can stick with the same person, that would really help. We are not interchangeable serfs. Yes, the fossil museum is open. No, that man is not an exhibit. That's Nobby, he's a regular. The band is on about 9 o'clock. The bus has gone, I'm afraid. One a day. In August. What's the medium cider like? Medium. Causes flatulence. You say barman, I say beverage replenishment supply solution technician. Taxi numbers are by the payphone in the corridor. It's a phone. You put your money in. What do I recommend? I recommend you take some responsibility for your choice of drink. There's a queue stretching outside the door and down the hill, and this rictus grin is merely masking the desolate despair gnawing at the very essence of my soul. Next! The stuffed ginger badger in the tap room. I belong to Thomas Hardy. He took it everywhere. If little Tarquin could make up his mind about which sugary drink and snack he'd like, we'd all be very grateful. Please and a thank you would be nice, Tarquin. On the Atkins diet? Oh, I don't know. Have a pickled egg and a vodka. The toilets are straight down the hill, about 2 miles. Do you really need another Sambuca, Derek? Cutlery and sauces? Ah, oh, they're on the roof. Can I help you? Yes, you, sir. Sorry, madam. Stop chasing the chickens, you wee shite! Sorry I made little Tarquin cry. I have tourist Tourette's. The Wi-Fi code is F-U-C-K-O-F-F. Back to Fulham, preferably. Pomegranate and prickly pear, kumquat and coconut, lychee and lark's vomit. The pub's 5 years old. It's a J.D. Weatherspoon's flat pack. Roast, unicorn and vinegar, smoky canoe, wildebeest and onion. That's your last Sambuca, Derek. The sculpture is of Leon Trotsky. He used to drink here in the 60s with Diana Dors and Basil Brush. No, we don't have toilets. We are but simple country folk. Yokels, bumpkins, chuchters, we're all related. Piss anywhere outside, we all do. No more Sambuca, Derek. The pub is a figment of your fevered imagination and 10 pints of old rosy. It does not exist. Time, gentlemen, please. Had to move. And I made a big leap. We made a leap. We moved to the Cotswolds. Now, you may think, well, that's hardly leaping into inner city grime there, is it? From your Dorset idyll. And it isn't, except I moved to Stroud. And Stroud is not a Sunday night costume drama Cotswold bit. Stroud was a cloth, if you don't know it, a cloth town in the Industrial Revolution. Long history of radical protest and counterculture. Even, it's got a vegan football team up the road. And I realised it was very different. I particularly realised on the morning of June the 9th, and the election results, and there was this big map on the telly, and southwest of England was loads of blue, and this wee Jackson Pollock splat of red. And I thought, what's that? It's us! It's us! And I realised the Conservative incumbent had lost his seat to the Labour candidate, and I thought, that's very odd. I've voted for somebody who's actually been elected. He should probably be very worried. And I wrote this. This is called 9.3% swing. A red island in the sea of Cotswold blue. A red outcrop in these blue remembered hills. We're not 25 grand smug shepherd's huts. We're red brick, spitting sawdust, woolen mills. A red rose amidst the snarling thorns of May. A red flag sown from Stroud water scarlet. We're not the headmistress's blue-rinsed smile with a crimson kiss of a wanton harlot. We're not farrow and ball, complacent blue-tit. We're not weekend wax jacket and tweed knickers. We're not honey-dipped chocolate box bollocks. We're not mimsy boo boutique Morty Vickers. We're anarchist printers, poets and painters. We're the ghosts of Huguenot weavers. We sing protest songs up a hornbeam tree. We're the new lawn vegan green believers. We're not Johnny Bowden. We're Johnny Fluffy Punk. We wield pen and brush, not polo mallet. We steer to the left through canals of budding beer, a splash of vermilion from art's rich palate. We don't twitch the curtains of seething disapproval. A little metropolis we think out loud. Welcome, mat unfurled. We're citizens of the world. We're the People's Republic of Stroud. I thank you. Thank you very much. So the mills, I mentioned the mills there, and one of the mills conveniently is now Waitrose. Just a 2-minute walk. Just a 2-minute walk from where I live. And I went in there and I was like Crocodile Dundee in New York. Agog at the cornucopia of delights on offer. Oh, look at that, eh? Organic white miso paste. Pomegranate molasses at last! The essentials of life! Sun-dried shiitake mushrooms. Oh, yes! And it's all too much for me because I'm used to the co-op in Wareham where the shelf stacker is a master in the art of Zen minimalism. Look, I can for you. And it's all... And then I got all J. Arthur Prufrock angsty. You know, do I dare to shop at Waitrose? Do I dare buy an organic peach? Then I thought, oh, fuck it. They've got free coffee in there. Let's get in there. So I go in with my Waitrose bag. Not my Waitrose. I go in with my Morrison's bag. Going with a Morrison's bag in a vain attempt to disguise the fact that I'm now a class traitor and a bourgeois hypocrite. And I get in there and they've changed the rules. You can't just get a free coffee now. You've got to buy something. And excluding lottery tickets, tobacco, possibly super strength cider. I don't know. But you see where I'm going with this. There's a subtext to this new rule. This shop is for Mungo and Jocasta. In Painswick, not for you, not for the great unwashed. Get yourselves down to the Poundland shops in the Merriwalks shopping centre. And Merriwalks, if you've not been to Stroud, I'll let you know, is nominative determinism gone very badly wrong indeed. And I realise that the whole change of rules is a metaphor for our divided society. The haves and the have-nots. And you know who the haves are. The haves use winter as a verb. When they order a drink, they just say, I'll have. And that's it. And the haves are the people still in power. Just clinging on there, Theresa May, clinging on. Theresa May, she's got the air of someone auditioning for the part of death in an Ingmar Bergman movie, hasn't she? And she's surrounded by the usual suspects, you know, all the wee mediocre dweeby milk monitors, all the Boris Johnsons, you know, just a walking whoopee cushion with an Andy Warhol wig. Gove is back. Even Gove is back like a dog shit smeared boomerang. You're like, oh! All the architects of Brexit, eh? Oh, hard Brexit, soft Brexit, hard Brexit, soft Brexit. How about just no fucking Brexit at all? Thank you very much, Sir Brexit. And I should point out, I am not a metropolitan liberal elite Ramona. I am a small market town, fucking livid, skint poet flaneur. And I voted Remain. I voted Remain for one very good reason. A very valid reason. And that is I love Portuguese custard tarts. good a reason as any. Right. In 1586, Mary, Queen of Scots, said that the theatre of the world extends far beyond the realm of England. Wise words, eh? 1586. Unfortunately, 2 minutes later, she had her head chopped off. But them's the vagaries for free speech, isn't it? So, let's do this one. Let's deal with the elephant in the room. Let's get this out of the way. Let's alienate 52% of any audience. Statistically speaking, this is called carry on up the Brexit. Roll over, Napoleon. Sod off, Adolf Caesar. You're not grinning anymore, Mona Lisa. Listen to the words of Mother Teresa. Brexit means Brexit. Shoot yourself. You can dance to this one. There's a chorus and everything. There's a poetry mosh pit down there. You'll pick up the chorus as we go along. Shoot, you may have guessed what it is. Shoot yourself in the foot, throw dust in your eye, jump off a cliff, plucky Englishman can fly. Smack yourself in the face with a custard pie. Brexit means Brexit. Flat pack furniture without instructions, a vacuum cleaner without any suction, Sherlock Holmes without deductions. Brexit means Brexit. Building sandcastles in the pissing rain. The people chose sandcastles. Don't complain. Bucket, spade, anorak. Soak up the pain. Brexit means Brexit. Pull up the drawbridge. Fortify the shores. Turn back the clock. Lock all the doors. Spotted Dick Scurvy. Saloon bar bores. Brexit means Brexit. Give two fingers to the liberal elite. Make the cosmopolitan obsolete. Ignore expertise. Idiocracy sweet. Brexit means Brexit. Repel the migrant armada, be prepared. Let the jungle burn, watch them running scared. Leave them all abandoned, dans la merde. Brexit means Brexit. Jettison strangers, paddle your own canoe. Shout slitty-eyed abuse at Mr. Wu. Send Paddington Bear back to darkest Peru. Brexit means Brexit. Replace the pound with a Marmite jar. Export Chelsea buns to Shangri-La. Sell Windsor Castle to Lady Gaga. Brexit means Brexit. Pay no heed to the hairy men in kilts. Be British, walk tall like a corgi on stilts. Set fire to your continental quilts. Brexit means Brexit. Don't panic, keep calm, take control. Zeke Heil, don't mention the war. Ha ha, crack a smile, laugh at Ed Balls, dancing Gangnam style. Brexit means Brexit. No openly gay Olympic fencing judges, no moaning metrosexuals bearing grudges, no benefit scroungers on cardboard crutches. Brexit means Brexit. Nil poi Eurovision, nobby no mates, wave your pom-poms for Forrest Trump's disunited states. Life's not a box of Belgian chocolates. Brexit means Brexit. Feed your French croissant to the budgerigar. Stick a Danish pastry up your Nordic noir. Full English fry up, sir. Hip, hip, hurrah! Breakfast means breakfast. Walk upon these pastures green, at last set free. Land of mighty Leyland eye and clotted cream tea. Sing agadoo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Brexit means Brexit. Whack yourself round the head with a frying pan. Can you beat yourself senseless? Yes, you can. More Viagra, Nigel. That's a cunning plan. Hard Brexit means hard Brexit. Claim Titanic success, drown in ticker tape, get your trumpet out, play the great escape, float off into the sunset, sinking ship shape. Brexit means we are fucked. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going backwards, aren't we? We're going backwards. The human race has peaked. It peaked on the 10th of January 2016, the day that David Bowie died. Complete coincidence, got nothing to do with him. You know, there are people who believe that David Bowie was the glue that held the universe together, but that's a bit of a fanciful notion, isn't it? Because we all know, people of Ledbury Poetry Festival, we all, I can see it in your eyes, we all know that Ronnie Corbett was the glue that held the universe together, and he's gone now, and the good ship Lollipop is sailing down the shitter. So what can you do, eh? All you can do in the face of adversity is maintain a level of Victorian stoicism, which is why I've rewritten If. With apologies to Kipling. It's Rudyard, not Mister. Sad that you have to explain that, but that's the place, you know. Our culture values cooking bakery competitions more than poetry. You know, it's cake, not Blake, isn't it? So you've got to be sure everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet here. So here we go. This is if. If you can keep your daddy's dollars free from tax. If you can grope women and put them in their place. If you can tweet the world alternative facts. If you can kick sand in every Muslim's face. If you can have a great relationship with the blacks. If you can wear your arrogance like cheap cologne. If you can feed your empty soul with golden Big Macs. If you can blow your own tiny trombone. If you can contradict yourself inside a minute. If you know you've bought the race before it's run. Yours is America and all the fear in it. And which is more, you'll be the president, my son. Thank you. Donald Trump there, essentially just a giant tangerine cockwomble, isn't he, really? I mean, that's all he is. People say that Donald Trump is a gift for satire. He's not a gift for satire, is he? Far from it. Donald Trump has taken his giant, fat, tango-tanned toad arse and sat on satire. He squashed satire. Dead! Satire's dead, baby! All we've got left is abuse. And abuse is all he understands, which is handy for the purposes of this next piece, quite frankly. We haven't discussed yet the thing that is on top of Donald Trump's head, so let's do it. It may be cheap, but what the hell, let's just get on with it. This piece is called 31 Descriptions of Donald J. Trump's Haircut. It's from the Ron Seal School of Poetry. Does exactly what it says in the title. Here we go. Some are better than others, so I'll just rattle through them. If you like any, just give a wee whoop. It's always nice to know which ones go down best. Here we go. 31 descriptions of Donald Trump's haircut. Acrylic ginger gerbil comb over. Thank you. Guinea pig wig for Peru. Arthur Scargill joke shop syrup. A merkin for a kangaroo. Chain-smoking badger's nicotine-stained coiffure. A shag pile sample for carpet right. Apricot blush, if you want to know it. A flock of seagulls tribute act. Ah, good, you see, because technically this is the most accurate one in the piece. Because he's got to be a fan, isn't he? I bet he dances round his Louis XIV boudoir of an evening in nothing but a pair of gold lamé chuddies, singing along to Iran so far away, thinking it's a handy geographical guide to the Middle East. Anyway. A fascist furball coughed up by a giant ginger tomcat that looks like Hitler. Bouffant baboon by Vidal Sassoon. A wee furry boudoir where Mick Hucknall sleeps at the weekend. Thank you. A Liberace quiff sculpted for your jar of cheese whiz. Unidentifiable roadkill resting in peace. Jason and the Argonauts, golden fleece. A rampaging mandrel's angry mullet. A Turner Prize-winning art installation made by Edward Scissorhands from fiberglass insulation, snake oil, half a Weetabix, and some bits found at the bottom of a budgie's cage. Something a squirrel has just shat on his head. An old exhausted brine nylon hamster dunked in a bowl of chicken tikka masala. A prop for the set of the musical Straw-Heeded Donald. Manhattan Muppet Mussolini mop top. The bastard offspring of a Randy Raccoon and Piers Morgan. 24-carat gold candy floss spun from the gossamer thin threads of a Philistine soul. That's one for poetry festivals, that line. Diabolical follicled flaccid ferret. The tangerine cream filling found in Forrest Gump's box of chocolates carelessly smeared all over his noggin. Runner-up in the Gordon Strachan lookalike contest run by the Bonnie Prince Charlie cocktail lounge in Brooklyn. Polyester poodle parlor polecat pompadour, a style that would look good under a pointy white hood. Chewbacca's armpit velcro to his bonce. The Reims Cathedral of tonsorial art for the man whose name means fart. Narcissistic, misogynist, mendacious, racist, reckless, ugly, selfish, rancorous, smug, sclerotic, subliterate, incoherent, ignorant, venal, vain, vindictive, arrogant, loathsome, fear-mongering, hateful, bloviating, bombastic, bilious, berserk, pusillanimous, puerile, petulant, paranoid. Shampoo and set. Beelzebub's bully boy, blow wave.
the devil's haircut.
Thank you. Chief yellow hair there. Technically half Scottish. So apologies to the world there. You can tell his visage is the same complexion as I am brew, isn't it? So that's how you can tell that. According to Donald Trump, Obamacare is dead. And you hear that news. You know, you hear that news in over here and you think, ah, oh, it's all right. We're in the UK. We've got the NHS. We're okay. Yeah, but for how long? Eh? What's going on? You've got to look after things. Sometimes you wake up and something's gone that you took for granted. This next piece is called That Government Healthcare Policy in Full. Catchy title. Could easily be actually in the recent events, the appalling event at Grenfell Tower, which is corporate manslaughter, isn't it? Brought on by complacency and indifference, really. So it could be called That Government Social Housing Policy in Full, really. But anyway, here we go. That Government Healthcare Policy in Full. Denigrate, degrade, defenestrate. Compassion's past its sell-by date. Wave farewell to the welfare state. Just let the poor die. Demonize, deride, demoralize. Carve it all up, cut it down to size. Follow the profit, privatize. Let the poor die. Carry on, doctor, 24/7. All good nurses go to heaven. Don't need a new Aniron Bevan. Just let the poor die. Alcopop pizza, donut guts, varicose veins, cigarette butts, lousy lifestyle choices, tut, 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 let the poor die. It's Charlie Darwin's natural selection, healthy, wealthy Uber mention, survival o' the fittest pension, let the poor die. Caring simply too intensive, pharmaceutical so expensive, sign up for cover that's comprehensive, let the poor die. No more needy patients in despair. Your valued customers of Virgin Care. Got no insurance? Say a little prayer. Let the poor die. Virgin illnesses don't cost the earth. Choose Virgin syphilis. Get your money's worth. Call the Virgin midwife for a virgin birth. Let the poor die. 3 heart transplants for the price of 2. Fast food surgery, drive on through, and an ambulance run by Deliveroo. Let the poor die. Pay for an extra special prognosis, the finest drugs and diagnosis, truly irresistible tuberculosis, let the poor die. Basic saver service with a tight wad sod, competitively priced, not too slipshod, meet your consultant, Sweeney Todd, let the poor die. Take an aspirin for your cancer, call your local necromancer, waiting room full, here's the answer, let the poor die. Depression is mere melancholy. Pull out that drip, get off that trolley. Beds are for clients with loads of lolly. Let the poor die. Do something for nothing, keep the receipt. Altruism's obsolete. NHS, New Harley Street. Let the poor die. Drown yourself in blood, sweat, tears and toil. Silently shuffle off this mortal coil. Shoveled 6 feet under virgin soil. Let the poor die. Hey presto, no money. Disappearing trick. Dismantling our hospitals bit brick by brick. It's this government that's fucking sick. They'll just let the poor die. Thank you. It's kind of inevitable where we have a society where the only measurement of human worth tends to be money. There we go. Let's lighten the tone a little. Let's go to Buckingham Palace. Let's have a message. Let's have a message from the palace. Mainly because when you have a poem about a very, very elderly lady, it does have a limited shelf life, doesn't it? Let's be realistic. Now, to you, the Queen may just appear to be, well, to all intents and appearances, she's like a grumpy dinner lady in a P. Diddy hat, doesn't she? But beneath that sphinx-like exterior lies a seething mass of emotion. I know for a fact that her preferred genre of music is gangster rap. Check out the millinery. That's the clue, and that's why she looks so bored, rigid, on state occasions when they wheel out entertainment like Lord Gary of Barlow or whatever they do. She hates that kind of stuff. She can bust a rhyme, that girl. And this, when they shove a speech in front of her like they did recently, you know, this is the subtext. This is what's going on in her head. She's not thinking about what's in front of her. This is what she really wants to say. Another good reason for doing this just now is that the DUP apparently run the country now, and they'll ban this poem quite soon, I imagine. So, DUP. I mean, I can't believe they've done. It's on a par with, do you remember when Paul Gascoigne played for Rangers? And somebody in the dressing room said, if you score a goal, go and dance in front of the Celtic fans playing an imaginary flute. And he had no idea, and off he went and did it. Oh! It's on that level of madness and insanity. Anyway, here we go. The Queen's Speech. Slightly derivative title. No point in reinventing the wheel. Here we go.
My government will meet the aspirations of the nation, introducing legislation to promote regeneration. Who writes this stuff? So mundane. It's my speech. Let's start again. Word up, you commoner serfs and chaps. I'm that woman from Wolf of the Stamps. Yo, rule Britannia, sing Hosanna. Don't anybody dare mention Diana. I'm the pearly queen. I'm England's rose. Use my bitches. Use my hoes. Castles, palaces, living it large. Diamond-studded golden barge. 21st century Cleopatra. Bessie in the big house. Coming at ya. Floating up the Thames in me royal flotilla. But why is that horse in a hat? Oh, no, it's Camilla. Curtsy bow, kowtow grovel, fly a little flag from your ghastly hovel. Flap those tea towels, swing from the bunting. Pour me a gin, let's go hunting. With the winds a posse, one cannot quarrel. Shoot some peasants at Balmoral. Oh, sorry, that should be pheasants. No, not peasants, Freudian slip. I got the guns, I got the bling. The Prince of Biscuits will never be king. Oh, that's what we call him, you see, Duchy Original Prince of Biscuits. Oh, that's very good. Prince Will I Am is the family mascot. Hats on homies, big it up at Ascot. Faux shizzle my nizzle. Pardon one's French. We diss Helen Mirren and Judy Dench. I'm Her Majesty, they're absurd. Give me an Oscar, I'm James Bond's bird. Cut some ribbons, shake some hands, sit through another boring military band. Wave, 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 wave. Oh, Christ, Cliff Richard! Pass the paracetamol! Bring on the dancing corgis! So much better, lol! And don't complain about the language, is my fucking English, have another sandwich! Build me a yacht, roost me a swan, bring me the head of bloody Elton John. Behold my crown, see it dazzle. Prince Harry says Andrew's a bit of a vajazzle. Don't know what the boy means. Get down with the youth, ignore all syntax, like, you know, whatever, hashtag chill acts. Headscarf, tweeds, and a sensible brogue. Don't just stand there, Philip, come on, Vogue. Cheer up, Brexit Britain. Let's have another jubilee. God won't help you. He's busy saving me. I thank you.
Right, I'm going to finish with one very short one, then we're going to have an interval, and then you've got a fun... Any, who's seen Luke Wright before? Who hasn't? You've all got a treat. Luke's fabulous, and he's on blistering form, so you have a fantastic second half. During the interval, I've actually remembered, I always forget to do this, but I've got a new book. I've got a book out. 14 years it took! 14 years of poetry, 10 quid, that's 71p a year. That's below minimum wage. It's not entirely accurate. Some years were less prolific than others. It's got pictures and everything for those who don't like words. Some really good pictures. So if you fancy a copy, I'll be at the back there during the interval. They're a tenner. I'm going to finish with this one. I was going to finish with a kind of rallying cry, rise up thing that I wrote a couple of years ago, but I'm not going to because it refers to Shelley's Lions After Slumber. People now just think I'm ripping off Jeremy Corbyn's Glasgow thing. 2 years I wrote that ago, Jeremy. 2 years. So I'm going to finish with a wee lyrical one. I'm going to finish with a love poem. Thank you to Ledbury Poetry Festival, Jill and everybody at Ledbury Poetry Festival for having me along. It's lovely to be part of Bill. It's always a delight to share a stage with Luke. Enjoy the rest of the evening. I'm going to finish with this love poem to your drink, as opposed to anything else. It's about whiskey. It's called Ushka Galore. And it's the springboard for this poem was the story of the SS politician, which sank off the coast of of Scotland by a wee island there during the Second World War. And on board were, amongst other things, were 28,000 crates of whiskey. One of the finest, if not only, really good things to come out of a politician. But there we go. Here we go. Uisge galore, I'll leave you with this one. Thank you for listening and being a lovely audience. A siren sings in the soundy Eriskay. Toss aside your cabers and barrel to the docks. Drown your sorrows in the Hebridean drink. There's a ship full of scotch on the rocks. Eau de vie, Uisge be, water of life, golden tears of the gods swept ashore. Soak up that liquid sunshine, bathe in joy, swim in whiskey, whiskey, whiskey galore. Burns John Barleycorn, king of malted grain, a drop of island rain and highland peat. Taste the salty air, breathe in the angel share, sea spray, smoky, honey, heather, sweet. Amber oil of repartee, dancing on the tongue, whiskey kisses burning on the lips. Bottled poetry in crates, ballads growled by Tom Waits. Give me a splash of the sublime, a dram, a nip. Oh, let me wade into your river of Bruichladdy. Let me dive deep down in Edra Dower. Wash my sins away in Auchentoshan. Baptise me in a pool at Aberlour. Aye, pour another whiskey in my whiskey. Just a wee Dochan Doris one mare bar. And if anyone is listening up in Isla, mine's a 10-year-old Ardbeg, Slangevar. Thank you very much for listening. Cheers. Good night. Oh!